happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Certainly glad to have you with us. Thursday, we take a little time to help you hack the parenting routine. And I didn't say pack the parenting. No, we're not sending it anywhere. Hacking it. We're trying to give you the best tools to help make the biggest difference in the shortest amount of time. That's kind of the purpose of the Parenting Express. And Shelley Goldberg is the one we turn to for that. She's the culture correspondent for AM 970 The Answer. She was formerly the parenting reporter for the NY1 here in New York City. But we're so honored that she joins us every Thursday. Shelley, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Now, you sent me a note earlier today, and you said today you want to talk about free-range parenting. What is that?
I know you're thinking of chickens, right? Running around free-range chickens.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it because it's spring, and you think of spring, and I immediately think of everyone's outside, and kids are out, and they want
That hasn't happened in our house because it's been snowing every other day since the middle of February. But someday we're going to get to spring, I promise.
That's true. But this weekend, I think it's supposed to be in the 70s, so it's right around the corner.
Oh, thank the good Lord.
Yes. But that will be the time that kids will want more independence and want to do more things on their own. And this really is in the news. This whole concept of free-range parenting is the opposite, simply stated, the opposite of helicopter parenting. And I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, you know, I would go out and come back home, you know, without a cell phone. I would just come back for dinner time or when the street lights went on. And I've heard Sean Hannity talk about that all the time. You know, you just knew to come home at dinner time. And we know that life is not like that now. Utah, this is why this is in the news, Kevin. Utah recently passed, I think it was a couple of days ago, a law that's now legalizing the first state to legalize free-range parenting. What does that mean? It means that kids will have more freedom, and that means that parents are not going to be hauled in and called neglectful in Utah, because they let their kids walk to school, run around in a playground unsupervised, stay in a car unattended. I mean, we're talking about kids probably 8, 9, 10 years of age.
Sure.
Utah is the first state, and I think it goes into effect, the law, May 3rd or 4th. So this is now something you're going to hear a heck of a lot about.
Well, what's interesting about this, Shelley, and I have covered parenting news-related items for a long time, and I know some of the controversy that has been raised by letting your kids walk to school because people are saying, well, it's not safe and so forth. But I was like you. When I was a kid, I would say, Mom, I want to go outside. And when I was really young, I had to stay in the backyard. When I was a little bit older, I could go in the front yard, just couldn't leave the yard. And then when I was a little bit older, I got to ride my bike. And eventually I could ride all over town and have fun as long as I was back by a certain time. I don't have those same the guidelines are different for my kids at the ages that they are now, far different than they were when I was their age. I think a lot of it has to do with the idea that culture's in a different place now. Is it more dangerous to be a free ranger as a parent than it was when you and I were growing up, Shelley Goldberg?
Okay, here's what I think. Good question, Kevin McCullough. All right. Certainly, I mean, the concept of free range parenting is giving kids now, or supposed to give kids, the message that the world is inherently safe now. People are basically good. And you're saying to your child, you're capable, or we believe you're capable, of navigating. I think this is all very confusing. So what I wanted to share with you today is, gee, what advice can you and I give parents?
Yeah.
So here's some of it. And I do think the culture is way more complicated than we can even express in a couple of minutes. But number one and most important is, Mom, Dad, trust your instincts. I don't care what anyone tells you in a news story. I don't care what you read. Trust your instincts. That is your safety net. Number two, one size doesn't fit all. Your kids are all different. So one child that you might feel is ready for more independence, the other child might not be. So one size does not fit all. Read everything you can about this new concept, because the other states are looking to implement free-range parenting laws. Know the difference between dangerous. I mean, there are certain situations that are absolutely dangerous, and there are others that might give your child the opportunity to be more independent. It's always easier to free-range anything if you are not stressed out and if you have support.
Sure.
Support. And the other thing for me, the most critical bullet point, there are some areas where you might be a more free-range parent and others where absolutely not. And if I had to pick one for myself, it would be I would keep my eye personally on the schools and on the curriculum, because your kids are there all day long, and with Common Core, you don't know what the heck they're learning. And so when people used to say to me, trust the teachers, they know what they're doing, you know, just the curriculum, my ears were always, you know, I was always concerned and wanted to know, what are they teaching them? So you pick and choose. You don't have to be a helicopter parent 100%, and you don't have to be a free-range parent 100%. You could be a little bit of both. Pick the percentages, and there you go. What do you think, Kevin?
No, I think that's good stuff, and I do think that more involvement by parents on all levels of parenting really is mandatory in this day and age. I just think it's I think sometimes we get a little lazy, Shelley, and I think it's like, oh, well, you know, the schools have got it, or, you know, but no, I think parents need to, I think they need to stay connected as much as they can. I would like to find a way to balance, you know, letting my kids have a degree of rangeability, if we're using the free range idea,
okay,
and also, you know, be able to protect them from everything that's obviously dangerous in this world. And the dangers seem to be getting worse. So I think it's going to be a struggle for the average parent on a daily basis. But I think it's where just wisdom and discernment comes in, you know, and the more in tune you are with your community, your neighborhood, your school, the surroundings, where they're at, I think the easier that discernment becomes. But that means you got to be engaged. And that's the general gist of everything we talk about on the Parenting Express. Shelley, thank you so much. And for more information, where should they go? What did you have a book that they checked out?
These are just articles that are all over the place.
All right.
Of the new Utah law. So just parents should just Google free-range parenting and learn what they can about it.
Yeah. Well, common sense always leads the way with the Parenting Express, because Shelley Goldberg's loaded with it. Shelley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Mm-hmm.